changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to talk about, today I want to share with you the concept of beauty. And I think it's called the Phi character. I read about it in the Da Vinci Code, and I actually did some research, but I think it's called the Phi ratio, F-I, something like that. Anyway, the idea is that if you measure from the top of your head to the tip of your nose, and then measure from the top of your head to the tip of your chin, you are considered to be, and if you are, if it's, I'm going by memory, but it's two-thirds of the way from the top of your head to the tip of your nose, and then full 100% from the top of your head to the bottom of your chin. So you, if the top of your head and the bottom of your chin is 8 inches, let's see, it would be 6 inches to the tip of your nose. And if you are that way, you're well proportioned. That's why human beings have a universal concept, typically, of what is attractive. Now, I want to talk with you about putting more beauty in your life, especially right now during COVID. Yesterday, I went to the Carnegie Art Museum, and I walked around for several hours and just had a wonderful time. I love going and looking at some of the older paintings and then looking at how the paintings are influenced by others. There were several Van Goghs there. There were several Renoirs, Monets, Manets. There was a Rodin sculpture. A lot of things to see and to look at. And the interesting thing is that if you go to a public event, usually they're pretty busy. Art museums don't tend to be quite so much. And I've always wondered why that is. I think it's partly because, for myself, I always considered myself too stupid to understand art. As a kid, my parents were not into art and culture, and so I grew up thinking it was beyond me. I remember one time my brother and I went to a restaurant, and they were playing classical music, and my younger brother was like, oh, isn't this fancy? I don't know. There's this thing that we eschew, or we feel like fine art is beyond us, and yet it's actually the way they lay it out, the way they explain it is so accessible. Yesterday, there were several things I could have done hanging around here in Pittsburgh because I had a 3 o'clock AV appointment. That means go in and check my audio and my video and everything like that. And so I could have done a number of things. In fact, there was a ball game here yesterday. I actually thought about going to the baseball game. But then it occurred to me that I just wanted some beauty in my life. I wanted to go and see some art. Saw something interesting yesterday. This won't surprise you. I think it's called Guerrilla Artists. It's a group of women, but they notice things about art. And it's like, even in the Carnegie Art Institute, 85% of the nudes are women, but only 15% of the artists are women. And they're showing the disparity there. I want to invite you to put some beauty into your life. And you can do that by taking a walk in nature, but don't just walk and be thinking about work or thinking about or looking at your phone. That's what's amazing to me. Watching people, now these people are not doing research. They're just walking around an art museum, seeing priceless pieces of art, Warhols, Pollocks, etc. And they're sitting there just staring at their phones. The greatest detriment to seeing beauty in our world is staring, is doom scrolling. And I'm as guilty of doom scrolling as anybody else. It's interesting, if you watch a video and then scroll down on Reddit, it will continue to show you similar videos and it finds out what you like, just like YouTube. So how can you add some beauty into your life today? What if you Googled the top 10 most valuable pieces of art in the world? What if you did indeed go out for a walk outside and spent some time looking at the trees and looking at the bark and noticing the shapes of the leaves? And more importantly, noticing how important shadow is for beauty. Yesterday I was looking at this portrait. I forget who did. I want to say it was a Renoir. And I stood there and just stared at it and stared at it and stared at it because it was so captivating. And what I realized was that just like right now, as you're looking at my eyes, you can see a bit of light reflecting off of my eyes. You can see light reflecting off of my eyes. And the way that they chose to do this, or the way Renoir did this, was simply you could see it when you got close enough. He just took a little brush after he had finally finished painting it and just dabbed ever so slightly a little streak of white across the eye to make it look like a real eye. Just amazing. I discovered I enjoy Impressionism and Realism. Those seem to be my two favorites, which is interesting because they are polar opposites of one another. I just got a message saying that Kathy Cruz wants to be on the video. Is that true, Kathy? I'd hate to turn you on and you all of a sudden be sitting there having your coffee or something. Everybody, listen, there is beauty all around us, and yet beauty doesn't really sell, except when it's selling something else. Think about that. Beauty sells when it sells makeup, when it sells cars, etc., etc., etc. Restaurants tend to hire beautiful women to stand at the front. Beauty sells when it sells something else, and I want to sell you on beauty for beauty's sake today. I want you to begin to look at all the beauty around you and to notice it, even as I shared with you just a moment ago, because I've never been here, right? I don't think I've been to Pittsburgh. It's hard. I travel so much. But the beauty in a downtown cityscape like this. Yesterday, I sat outside and I just looked at all of the buildings and everything. You know, I was Gomer Pyle at Mount Pilot. Shazam! There is beauty all around you. And I want you to turn it on in your life today. I want you to seek beauty out. And the number one place I want you to look for beauty, in the mirror. In the mirror. You know, it's so easy. I walk in first thing in the morning and I see dark circles under my eyes and age spots on my bald head, an errant hair here or there. And why do my eyebrows keep growing? Or I can look and I can say, I have a great smile. I have great eyes. And I can be grateful for the beauty that is in me. That is me. So there's beauty in you. There's beauty around you. Today, I want to invite you to tap into it. Enjoy today, everybody. I'm going to go in there and speak to this audience. I'm really excited about it. Enjoy today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.